There is growing concern in West Galway over the ambulance wait times that are being experienced by residents in Connemara. With tens of thousands of people expected to visit that area during the summer, locals feel the situation is only going to get worse. Members of the Northwest Connemara Ambulance Steering Group have had a series of meetings with successive health ministers, including Leo Varadkar, who of course is going to be named as Taoiseach this week and confirmed as Taoiseach. They're now all demanding action. And our reporter Richard Chambers has been visiting members of the group, as well as patients and doctors who are calling for the issue to be addressed as a matter of urgency. Richard, good morning.
Morning, Jonathan.
So what is the situation now if you dial 999 and ask for an ambulance in Connemara?
Yeah, this is an ongoing issue, and it was first brought to the attention of the Department of Health and the HSE back in October of 2014 when this steering group was set up. And first off, it's important to say that they're not talking about the distance it actually takes for the ambulance to get to hospital, because I know a lot of our texters are going to be on that immediately. It does take about an hour and 10 minutes for an ambulance to get from areas, say, like Letterfrack or Clifton to Galway City or to Castlebar, which is the next nearest hospital as well. It's all about the response times of the ambulances which are meant to be in Connemara. Anyway, so this group has been campaigning and pushing for a new ambulance to serve Northwest Connemara because of a number of instances over recent years where people have been left waiting for an hour, 2 hours or more, and leading to quite distressing situations. For many people, this issue was actually brought to light after a video was made by a Connemara resident to Health Minister Simon Harris, and it was released on YouTube. Her name is Chloe Bulger. She's originally from France. She's been living in Connemara for 11 years now, and she went through a very distressing wait for help.
10 days after I gave birth to my daughter, I had a hemorrhage, postnatal hemorrhage, which was pretty traumatic. So, yeah, we called 999 to get to the hospital as quick as possible, and we ended up waiting an hour and 40 minutes in the house, not knowing where the ambulance was, because 999 couldn't even locate the ambulance. The guards were with us within 20 minutes, trying to help us to keep it together, flash, you know, outside the house to try to help the ambulance to localize us. When the ambulance arrived, so that, you know, they took me in, and then they actually stopped halfway through on the way to Castlebar Hospital because that ambulance was not equipped with what was needed. So they were meeting with a different ambulance. So overall, from the phone call that my husband made to 999 and me arriving to the hospital, that was just under 3 hours, which obviously, looking at the situation, time was crucial. That was pretty traumatic. Lying on the floor, bleeding, not knowing what's happening, and thinking, I'm just going to die. This is it. You know, like, there's no other way. Like, nobody's coming for us.
I suppose it's difficult then to continue living here, knowing just how difficult it is for an ambulance to get out if something does happen.
Yeah, it does bring a lot of anxiety. You know, we build a home, like, I'm 11 years, you know, in Linan, in Connemara. I'm not ready to give up. So we have to deal with this. And yes, it is. It's very hard knowing that we have now a child as well. And the second one is on the way. And, you know, there's all those thoughts that you kind of like just hoping for the best. But it's not really the way to live. There's definitely something not right in this country with the politician. I don't think they're taking anything seriously. There's no reason why they can't get a budget to something that is totally, totally a priority.
You can understand listening to Chloe's story why that would be a problem, Richard. So let's talk about the actual number of ambulances. In cold, hard numbers, how many yellow boxes on wheels are in that area?
Yeah, right. So there are two operating ambulances in the whole of Connemara. One in South Connemara in Carrow and one in Clifton, where we're focused on, in North Connemara. You know, that is a massive geographic area.
So there's two ambulances. And are they 24/7 ambulances?
This is it. These are the HSE National Ambulance Service ambulances. So obviously what happens is, the problem is exacerbated because, naturally enough, these ambulances, once they're driving with patients into Galway City, they can often be redeployed once they're in Galway City. So they become the Galway ambulance, and there's no cover then. So that's an
so
issue.
You have this service gap. So if the, let's take the North Connemara ambulance, that picks up a patient, transports them to Galway, might get stuck there for an hour or two because of the handover situation. They're off
or longer,
call.
Yep.
They're walking out. Somebody has a heart attack in Tuam, they're the nearest asset, so it goes off in the opposite direction,
yeah,
leaving North Connemara completely uncovered.
Exactly. That is exactly the situation, Jonathan, which the people in North Connemara basically say has been ongoing, and despite their repeated meetings. And another issue as well, Jonathan, actually, there is a Red Cross ambulance, but that can't be used because of the requirement that there's a trained paramedic to go with any ambulance which is transporting patients to hospital. So it's basically useless. And there's a lot of reliance on volunteer first responders and the local GPs. So they're left in a situation where they're covering offering for emergency care on roadside. So Dr. John Casey is a GP in Clifton and Dr. Alex McKell is the GP in Renville. They say they're not asking for mountains to be moved or something incredibly difficult to provide. They just want a single ambulance, just one more.
There is a whole section of North Connemara which is unmanned. We have an ambulance in Clifton. We have an ambulance in Carrow. There is a 50-mile stretch of road between Clifton and Westport, and there is no ambulance service covering that. We have crews that operate locally who are fantastic, paramedics. The problem is that there's not enough of them, and they're very often called away to urban areas, leaving West Galway very exposed.
Now that we have only two ambulances in Connemara, the ambulance waiting times are many times easily exceeding 55 to even 100 minutes. Had we a third ambulance, waiting times would many times be reduced to below 20 minutes.
We have been trying to highlight this issue for many years. We do feel abandoned. We are family physicians and we're being asked to provide emergency care, and we do the best we can. But a lot of these patients do need care in the hospital setting. We can only stabilise these patients. They ultimately need to be transferred promptly to hospital where they'll get definitive care. Very often these patients, they don't collapse in towns. They don't collapse in convenient places. They tend to become unwell at home. Accessing them can be very difficult. At the very least, we need and deserve a service that can respond quickly.
One of the most serious cases was, I suppose, I was waiting for an ambulance for 100 minutes while looking after a patient who suffered a serious MI, a heart attack. At that stage, she became severely ill. So we were waiting for an ambulance to transport this patient to the air ambulance, to the helicopter. Ambulance by road arrived 100 minutes later. We were preparing for CPR and I was actually expecting that this gentleman would die in front of me.
The targets have always been to try and respond to a critical call within a 19 minutes time frame. I think during the months of July and August, I think one in five ambulances might be able to respond to those critical situations, and that's just not acceptable.
That throws up a question for me, right? The air ambulance, which is an extremely good service run by the Air Corps, it is, an AC-139, in theory can land on any patch of land anywhere in the country as long as there's enough space for the blades. You still need an ambulance to get to that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And everybody in Northwest Connemara, whether it be the doctors, the patients or the steering group, they all say that the service provided by the air ambulance is great. The staff who work for it are brilliant, but it doesn't solve the problems. It's not magic because it has to land on a bit of flat land and you need an ambulance to get transfer people to the air ambulance.
So unless it can land pretty much slap bang next to you on the road, you're going to need an ambulance to transport you from point A to point B.
Exactly. So it's a moot point, really.
Right. Okay. That's frustrating. What progress has been made on the political end of this? I mentioned that a series of health ministers, including Leo Varadkar and presumably James Reilly and presumably Simon Harris and presumably Mary Harney, have been made aware of this over the years. What of that lobbying?
Yeah, not a lot has been done, is the view of the steering group and of locals alike. Now, the last meeting they had with the minister was back in February. They presented documented evidence of the wait times experienced by people in towns and villages like Cleanan, like Letterfrack, like Clifton. So they have a lot of disillusionment towards the handling of the situation, and they have a lot of anger as well towards Leo Varadkar. They're hoping that his new status as the Taoiseach in waiting means that he'll be able to act. So they don't hold out any great hope, though they do feel quite abandoned. Patricia Keane is a member of the Northwest Connemara Ambulance Steering Group. She says that there's no doubting her view, Jonathan, on the performance of the government on this one.
They're failing totally as ministers. You know, they just really don't get it at all. An hour and a half to get in there. Now, we accept that because we live here and the hospitals are there. So that is not our argument at all. Our argument is totally around the waiting time from call-out time to when the ambulance actually arrives at the patient. What really annoys us is they keep turning us over to the HSE and the National Ambulance Service. The Wild Atlantic Way has been marketed very well and the numbers have upped, the accidents have upped. Now, in the last year and a half, I'd say to 2 years, there have been a number of road accidents around Kylemore alone. And people getting lost up in the mountains, there's people, accidents in the sea or lakes, not to mention illness or breaking a leg or whatever. So as you say, yes, there is a big responsibility. You can market the Wild Atlantic Way, everyone is 100% behind it, but it comes with a responsibility to provide a service for all those visitors. But you have a responsibility, the government has a responsibility to offer a service to those people, and very much so to the local people. We've decided to have a protest in Galway, and so that will be taking place on Wednesday the 19th of July in Eyre Square. We will be marching to the hospital.
Okay, protests, they happen. Do they ever make a difference? It's very hard to tell, particularly when they've been at it so long. The longer this goes on, though, how is it going to affect the people of Connemara? And I made the point at the top of the programme, it's coming into busy season now. People, yes, live there all year round, but many more will go there during the summer months. And that means more traffic on the roads, more likely road accidents, that kind of thing. How is that going to solve?
That is the situation, where there's tens and tens and thousands of people who are coming into Connemara this summer, and they're going for like cruises out of Killary Harbour. They're going on, you know, adventure holidays, and they're going on the roads as well. So people in Connemara are understandably very, very worried. No number of statements or meetings will alleviate that until they see action. You have people like Chloe, who was told like that if she was 20 minutes later, she would be dead. They feel now that it's a human rights issue. And down in South Connemara, this actually flared up as well. Down in that part of Connemara just 2 weeks ago, when a doctor in Carrow said he was waiting for 57 minutes with a patient at the roadside waiting for a transfer. So this is an issue which is affecting a number of different areas across the country, as we well know, Jonathan. I've personally covered this in other areas like Roscommon and Clare and Mayo. But the frustration and the upset here is probably best explained by Yvonne. She's a mother from Clifton. Her horrifying wait while her young daughter needed an urgent ambulance has left a mark on her family.
Sometimes we have an amazing service. Unfortunately, sometimes it's not good enough. I suppose in our situation, what happened was our then 20-month-old little girl was maybe slightly out of sorts, you would have said, mainly fine. And mid-afternoon, she was sitting in her high chair, eating a little cracker, and gazed off to one side, eyes rolled back in her head, and literally fell unconscious. Straight away, 999 were rang. And from there, things just didn't go quite how you would say they should have gone. I admit, what you don't want is that you're waiting for an hour for the ambulance to get to you. So what happened was, she went kind of unconscious on us, but the ambulance had to come from Carrow Row. So for people who aren't local, they might think, Asher, Carrow Row, Shalock, that's still in Connemara, they're all one. Carrow Row is still something like 40 miles away. It's like getting an ambulance from Dublin to Drogheda, except the road is a hell of a lot for worse, and I'm sure people know that. She went quite rigid. They couldn't open her mouth even to actually check that there was nothing in her mouth, because her jaw was that tightly clenched. After 15 minutes, you start to panic. For us, she was 50 minutes and still out. The problem then is that it's very hard to still say it's definitely a seizure when it goes on that long. It's a scary, it's then a life-threatening situation. And that's 50 minutes waiting for an ambulance to even get there. So when the ambulance personnel arrived, in fairness, straight away the decision was made she was to be airlifted. The air ambulance has to come from Sligo. You have to get to a rendezvous point. Your ambulance still has to bring you to that rendezvous point. Even when you do get to Galway, you land at the helicopter pad, but you still have to be transferred to A&E. So it's not a magic. In some ways, I'd rather put this chapter behind us, leave it where it is and move on. But this isn't only us. This is absolutely everybody. And for anyone who would like to imagine being in my shoes, being released from paediatrics in Galway and making that journey out to Clifton with a small child and kind of going, what do we do? You know, do we just check into a hotel for a few extra nights? Every mile you're going that little bit further from help. And as I say, you don't know when an ambulance will come.
Yeah, that's definitely terrifying for Yvonne and her family. But Richard, you know the argument that will be made now by people saying, well, if you want to live in Connemara and if you want to live out in the West, you know, you have to live with the limitations of the service, that you can't expect an ambulance to be there or a guard or whatever to turn up on your doorstep at a moment's notice. But the real problem here is consistency. That on Tuesday she could have rung 999 and the Clifton ambulance could have been 10 minutes away. And on Wednesday she could have rung 999 and the Clifton ambulance was two hours away. Therefore, it is a consistency issue, isn't it?
Yeah, because this is the thing. These ambulances are meant to be based here anyway. This isn't a thing where you're looking for, you know, the roads to be made shorter between Clifton and Galway. This is a thing where this is a service which is meant to be provided there and it's just not, you know, it's not fulfilling its need.
We have a statement from the HSE. It runs to about 2 pages. I've read it there just while I was listening to Yvonne. Basically, it says we're looking into it. Is that a fair assessment?
That is it. I mean, this is something they've had repeated contacts with the HSE and with, you know, successive ministers for health. And, you know, a lot of the sort of emphasis of the HSE statement is put on the work done by the volunteer services. And they talk about this review, which they're looking at for 2020 to improve all of the situation. But again, this is something which is going to be needed, which the people of Connemara at least feel it needs to be addressed urgently, particularly in the summer months.
Richard Chambers, thank you very much for that.